about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I was out of town last week. We were celebrating my father-in-law's 70th birthday. It went really, really well. It was nice. I always hate missing a show, though. You know, I do have a little remote I could bring with me so I could do the show. But, you know, the last thing you want to hear is me doing a show and my mother-in-law giving me a guilt trip in the background. So I just figured, you know what? Celebrate his birthday. Come back live, ready to go. Ready to knock it out of the ballpark. We got a lot of stories to talk about. Apparently, another study came out linking cell phones with brain tumors. Now, albeit this was a benign brain tumor, but the Italian court who decided this, they seem pretty confident in their ruling on this one. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about a huge Danish study. I know, doesn't that sound, I'm hungry right now, so Danish sounds good. Huge Danish study finding that physical exams are completely worthless. I'm going to have you guys weigh in on that. We've been talking about this throughout the week. Is a physical exam completely worthless? Or did your physical exam actually change your life? Okay, so we need to talk about that. Also, it looks like taking vitamins could decrease your risk of cancer. This is a very interesting study linking men who take their daily multivitamins having less cancer. Looks like boys are reaching puberty a little bit earlier, just what we need. They're horn dogs enough, but I guess they're reaching puberty earlier, so we need to prepare our fourth grade girls. And many other stories. So please sit tight. We got a lot to cram in this next hour. But, of course, I want to hear from you. So you could call in anytime at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, study came out saying a woman's menstrual cycle may actually put her more at risk for knee injuries, as if our periods don't bombard us enough with hurt. We could be more prone to knee injuries more than men, obviously, because of our periods. We suffer more ACL, our anterior cruciate ligament injuries. That's the ACL. That's what kind of, you know, connects our patella with our tibia. It's anterior, so in front. And researchers found that the nerve fibers and the muscles they control around the knees of female volunteers over the course of the menstrual cycles apparently are weaker the week before a woman's next period. Okay, which means, ladies, if you're about to run, right, go on a marathon, may need to hold off if you're having your period. Now let's just take it aside. All right, my menstrual cycle has been actually fairly magical, and I know this has been made public recently, and people have, you know, kind of done some statistical analyses on my menstrual cycle and found that every time I was on my period, we won the election. We did. All right. Also aced my SAT. There's something about my menstrual cycle and things going really well in this world. I understand we have the election coming up in, what, 18 days? All right. Kyle's going to help me calculate on break if that does fall on my menstrual cycle or not. My guess is we could be off kilter here. All right. And if that's the case, I need to do something. I either need to manipulate my hormones or something. And I have no problem doing that. I have no problem taking one for the team. Because we need, no, Kyle, Kyle's writing me. He thinks he wants to pass. No, in fact, Kyle, I'm going to have you call my gynecologist first thing Monday morning to get me in because I am going to probably have to manipulate when I, remove the NuvaRing and, install a new one. I know. Women do install. I got tools to install the NuvaRing because we need to win this election. There is no way. There is no way I'm going to let my menstrual cycle cause this election to be off. Now, I do understand that manipulating my period for this election could be considered election fraud. I understand I could be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But, what am I supposed to do? The public realizes that my menstrual cycle and where my period falls is it could be detrimental to the election or it could actually make or break the election for us. And as far as I'm concerned, as a woman, as a conservative, I have to make this happen. And as a radio host. So, you know, if any of you do practice that type of law, please call me because I am sure that once I do, you know, manage this with my gynecologist and Kyle, we are going to probably be taking some heat from the federal government. Okay. Hey, I got through the bit without laughing, okay? I got through it. I got through it. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOLLY. All right, so this is the question I want to pose to you all. All right, so we have this huge study, right, by Danish researchers that involved more than 180,000 patients, and they concluded that general health checkups offer no benefit. Waste of time. Ain't no thing but a check away. Now, the question I posed to you all throughout the week, and I'll read some of your answers, and I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, is, I mean, do you agree? I mean, we do have to cut down costs in healthcare. Should we do away with the physical exam? Or did your going in for a physical exam find something that was life-changing, a cancer, an abnormal heart rhythm, and you would have never known that you had something so serious if you hadn't just gone in for your physical exam? 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my truckers from Tennessee called in this week saying he actually had atrial fibrillation. He had no idea. He walked in for his funeral. Walked in for his physical. Hey, doc, how's it going? They found out he had an abnormal heart rhythm. Atrial fibrillation, that could cause you to have a stroke. That could cause you to have a heart attack. I mean, you could die from atrial fibrillation. That is some scary stuff. He said that was just found on routine exam. Some of you on Facebook weighed in, and Louise had written that she had a breast lump that was found on physical exam, breast cancer. So you all know I'm a little biased, and it's not because I'm a doctor and I need to make money and I need the physical exam. I mean, listen, I need to look at the long-term scope of things, you know, and how are we going to save money in healthcare? And here we have a study coming out of Europe saying physicals offer no benefit. And you know Obamacare is going to be salivating at the mouth on this one, right? Because if they could then cut physical exams, which is their cornerstone of Obamacare, they're going to be able to save lots of money. So my question to you is, are physical exams fairly useless? And, you know, going in for exam when something's wrong, you know, it gives you more meat. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,3530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,7817, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $17,3530, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Really quickly before we get to the phone lines, for those of you that live in the Las Vegas area, today we are having our Monster Mash Car Bash to benefit autistic children and their educational needs. This is a great free family event where we have a car show and the cars are all decorated. We got these antique cars that are all decorated and there's candy that kids can go around and trick or treat. We got entertainment and music and prizes and all sorts of goodies. So between 10 and 3 this afternoon, if you are in the Las Vegas area, please check out the Monster Mash Car Bash at the LVH, which was the former Hilton, Las Vegas Hilton on Paradise. I'll be there. Please find me. I'd love to say hi. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We were talking about, are physical exams worthless, like this Danish study has proposed, or was something found on your physical exam that was pretty life-changing and you were so grateful you went in? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ray on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Good.
Went to get a physical, and I had pain in the back, and did an x-ray and found out I had scoliosis. Mm. And couldn't think of any treatment for it. I'm 68, so they said I'm too old for, you know, this kind of serious surgery that would be involved. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with scoliosis, many times we walk around not even realizing we have it. It's kind of this S-shaped curve that we have with the back, usually yeah. because of, you know, physical forces as we grow. Sometimes it's genetic, sometimes not. And if we're going to do something, we usually do it during puberty as we're growing. And you're a little bit older. Me, you and I are both way past puberty. So they probably wouldn't do much. Like, remember the olden days that put on one of those Milwaukee braces where you had it attached to your chin and your neck and your back. The only problem is if you have severe back pain and you have scoliosis, sometimes some orthopedic surgeons may go in and try to fuse a couple of the vertebrae. How bad your back pain?
I'd say 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Okay. You know, the funny thing.
And depending on what I do, if I'm raking or housework, you know, lifting and things like that, that number goes up.
See, scoliosis kind of puts you a little bit more behind the eight ball than other type of back issues because you already have, if you have that S-shaped curve to your back, then your vertebrae are already kind of cockeyed. And you'll develop arthritis quicker than a person whose back is in a more ideal position. Probably.
And
what
is there any treatment for that?
Yeah. Well, what the orthopedist would do is treat you as they would probably treat other sorts of arthritic back pain. Physical therapy, chiropractic, massage, injections. I know many of you are like, oh, no more back injections now with this meningitis scare. But, I mean, as long as the steroid comes from a good pharmacy that doesn't, you know, contaminate it with mold, y'all should be all right. But they would probably do injections in the areas that aren't inflaming. Remember, with scoliosis, it's not so much that you're getting the pain just because the back is S-shaped. It's because your muscles are spasming. Some of your muscles are very taut. You're getting arthritis on the areas where there's bone on bone. So your, you know, orthopedic physician or neurosurgeon or et cetera would probably treat you, like I said, just as if you have degenerative disc disease or other types of back issue where they would try to decrease the inflammation and the arthritic growth. We can't change the past, but we could prevent more deterioration. And many people actually have elements of scoliosis already while they're being treated for back pain. Ray, I hope that helps, all right? You feel better. Thanks for calling. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Francis from Long Island writes, physical exams are worthless. My doctor never even puts his stethoscope on me and claims he did a physical. The Danish couldn't be more correct. You know, I hear that. I hear that a lot. Some of you say you went in for a physical and you never undressed and the doctor didn't touch you. I don't know how that could be a physical. That always confuses me. You know, I mean, a physical exam, and we've talked about physical exams, and many of you giggled in the process, but honestly, I mean, a physical exam, the doctor's supposed to look at everything. You know, we're supposed to look at all your orifices, supposed to look at your eyes, your nose, your mouth, take a look at the skin, listen to the heart, the lungs, check the tummy, look at the feet, check your cranial nerves, check other types of nerve and strength, etc. But also a big part of the physical is the interview. You know, this is where we get the meat of what's going. I love the word meat. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all week because I had the stomach flu. So like, I think I got my appetite and I'm hungry. I want some steak. Anyway, the meat of the physical exam a lot of times is what we can draw out history wise. All right. Well, you know, doctor, when I poop, I bleed. All right. That's pretty significant stuff. Now, I know many of you, when you go to the doctor, you don't want to take your clothes off. I get that. You know, me too. When I go into the gynecological exam, I'm still wearing my bathing suit. You know, I do not like, even when I go to the dentist, I do not like taking off my clothes. Take off your clothes with your dentist. But, you know, I still remember that one Seinfeld episode. Anyway, turtleneck. Always wear a turtleneck. But, No, we got good dentists here. But still, you just don't like, you know, being undressed. You don't like being vulnerable like that. I get that. And, you know, I'm not blaming you all if a physical exam is done half-assed, but sometimes it is. I mean, I'll have people that go, no, I don't want my heart checked. I don't want my lungs checked. I don't want any blood work. All I want is my lure tab. Well, you know, you're not going to get a very thorough physical exam that way. And I have heard of people saying that their doctor never really touched them, and that was the physical. That's wrong. I would say go to a new doctor and get another physical. You know, we brought up this case where I had a gentleman who had come in from New York, had moved to Vegas, and he had come in for a refill of his Lipitor, his cholesterol medication. And, you know, I gave him a refill, but usually, you know, if I'm going to refill something that has to do with the heart, I'm then responsible for his heart and I want to take a look at it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I want to do a physical on you and I want to get an EKG. No, 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 doctor, I already had it. No need. I just had it when I was in New York. I had my physical before I left. Okay, fine. Here's your Lipitor. But then I saw a mole on his arm. I'm like, that mole looks kind of funny. You're going to come back. So I take the mole off, right? Everything's fine. Mole was precancerous. Bring him back to take the stitches out. And now I've seen him three times. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm his doctor now. And I go, okay, you said you had a physical, right? You had your colonoscopy, right? Your colon cancer screening? Yeah, doc, I did. He did the finger wave. I go, yeah, no, but did you have a colonoscopy? No. Well, you know, you're in your 60s. I think you should. Go get a colonoscopy. So, meanwhile, again, I didn't do his physical because he already had one. I didn't do his EKG. You aren't supposed to do redundancy in medicine. You're supposed to save money. That's what Obamacare wants to tackle, no redundancy. So I send him, and this was really early in my practice years ago, to the GI doctor. GI doctor PA calls me up going, we can't do a colonoscopy on him. He's got an aneurysm. Now, an aneurysm is kind of a ballooning of, he had an aortic aneurysm of his aorta. That brings blood to most of the body. And I'm like, you're kidding me. He had an aneurysm? I go, he had a physical. They go, did you notice anything on your physical? I go, no, I didn't do a physical because I already had one. Okay, he didn't want me to double do, so I go, okay, if he's got an aneurysm, I got to go send him to a cardiovascular doctor. So I sent him to the cardiovascular doctor that day. You know, he didn't have to come by my office and spend money on a copay, waste money. I got him into the cardiovascular doctor that day. The cardiovascular doctor calls me up saying, I can't operate on him. He has triple vessel heart disease. His arteries are clogged. What, Dahlia, you've never missed anything like this. What does his EKG look like? I go, I didn't do an EKG. He's like, why not? I go, because the patient said he had a physical with his other doctor. Now, I learned very early in my practice to never trust another person's physical. You do your own work. Because apparently, whatever physical this guy had was the most half-assed physical I've ever seen. For him to be walking around with an aneurysm that could blow, and for him to be having triple vessel disease and be a heart attack about to happen. So, of course, I do my own workup. This guy's an absolute train wreck. Thank God we sent him to the GI doctor for a colonoscopy, and they're the one that found that he was the start of a train wreck. So, you know, if you're going to go in for a physical, and I know many of you don't want a lot done, in Yiddish we kind of call it mitcheting, you don't want to be mitcheted, you know. Many of my family members thought once you go to a doctor, you get sick, so don't let them touch you. But it's not, you know, if you're going to go in, then you get it done right. Make sure they're taking off your socks and shoes. Make sure they're looking under the hood. Because it doesn't make any sense going for a physical that's worthless. Jonathan from Houston writes, socialized medicine is crazy. If I hadn't had my physical exam, I would have never learned that I had kidney disease. Don't let Obamacare take over. Again, I don't know if this is going to eventually move towards the states in terms of not doing physical exams. I mean, I know we're going to be moving towards socialized medicine, whether we like it or not. I know we're fighting it tooth or nail. But once you promise everybody health care, and since our therapies and treatments are so expensive, they're going to have to do some sort of rationing and some sort of distributing. Absolutely. Not that we want that to happen, but it's going to happen. And if we follow in the footsteps of Europe with now these studies saying no physicals, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm sure some of you this weekend are going to see my acting debut. Apparently, Showtime Gigolos. Yeah, I did not utilize the services of a gigolo, but I am in an episode of Showtime Gigolos. It's where the main star is coming in to get a vasectomy. I play the receptionist in the beautiful doctor's office. That's me. The beautiful receptionist. No, I think in the credits I'm Dolly Grip. I don't think they call me beautiful receptionist. But anyway, I don't think they use beautiful too. So, I welcome you all to enjoy my acting debut in Showtime's Gigolos. I'm not joking, honestly. Okay, so here we go. Oh yeah, by the way, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you up-to-date updates. I'm starting to get my act together with Twitter, using it more like I should. And don't forget, when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook later, to find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, connect. It's always nice to see who listens to the show. We also have an Android app where you could download the Dr. Dahlia Show on your Android phone. And don't forget, we're also going to Alaska. The Dr. Dahlia Show doctor has a cruise. The Dr. Dahlia Show has a cruise. There, see, that was a little better worded. Leaving the summer out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage. We want to take as many of you as we can with us. Many of you have already signed up. We still have some cabins left. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and get some information on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY for your questions. Italy's Supreme Court has upheld a ruling saying that there is a link between a business executive's brain tumor and his heavy cell phone usage. Of course, this is now going to open the door to further legal claims, Reuters reports. The gentleman's name is Innocenzo Marcolini. He developed a tumor on the left side of his head after using his cell phone for 5 to 6 hours a day for 12 years. Apparently, he normally held the phone in his left hand, took notes with his right hand. Now, apparently, Marcolini developed a neuroma affecting a cranial nerve, which was not cancerous. It was benign, but nevertheless did require surgery and badly affected his quality of life. He initially sought compensation through the Italian Workers' Compensation Authority. They rejected his application, but in a court in Brescia, later ruled that there was a causal link between the use of mobile phones and cordless telephones and tumors. All right. The Italian Supreme Court did reject an appeal. So now this is going to open the door to more litigation, and the scientific community is going to have to go back and re-review some of their studies. Now, are there doctors on this Italian Supreme Court? I don't know. But this isn't the first time we heard that a neuroma was linked to cell phone use. Now, as far as I'm concerned, none of you should be using a cell phone, having it hug your ear for 5 to 6 hours a day. I think that's ridiculous. Now, you know, these smartphones are on the rise to the point where I think we hit the billion mark this week. 1 in 7 of us have a smartphone worldwide. Now, yes, a lot of us have cell phones that aren't smartphones. You know, they're the older version, the archaic version that we used a couple years ago. But in terms of smartphones, 1 in 7 now have a smartphone. That's over a billion people, they say, worldwide now has a smartphone. It's incredible. But I personally think we do overuse it. You know, I mean, we now listen to radio. We now listen to music on our cell phone. Now, if you do download the Dr. Dahlia app, I urge you to put it on speaker. This way everybody else gets to hear and you don't put it up to your ear. Now, do I, as a physician, really think cell phones cause cancer and brain tumors? I'm still not sold 100% because look how many of us use these and how many brain tumors or neuromas are found. However, do I think something kooky could be going on? Absolutely. We know these phones give off radiation. Hands down. We know they do. And I don't think anything should be stuck that close to your head that's electronic, can calculate, can Facebook, can tweet, can text you, and could send out loud beeps. I get nervous about anything like that being in front of your ear. Now, the reason why many of you guys put it up in front of your ears is because you don't want to use the speakerphone feature. As far as I'm concerned, use the speakerphone. I mean, honestly, you know, many of you are like, well, I can't do the speakerphone because it'll bother my coworker. Well, you're already bothering your coworker by you speaking into the phone. Remember, your speaking isn't muted. So if you're already speaking, they might as well hear both sides of the conversation. And in terms of privacy, nothing's really private anymore. I mean, everything gets hacked. Everything's out in the open. So I'd say just put your phone on speaker and just let the whole... Also, then your boss knows you aren't faking. You know how many times I used to fake a phone call, right, at work to pretend like I was working, right? You know, I would just say use it on speakerphone. This way you get to put your phone down. I would mix it up a little bit, use your landline. I don't want anybody worried about this. This was a benign tumor. This was an Italian Supreme Court. Again, we don't have medical evidence proving consistently that cell phones cause cancer, but I think it would be really naive to think that they're 100% safe 100% of the time. And I don't think it's wise to have a phone always up to your ear. I told you guys many times, my ear feels warm. It gets hot after using my cell phone. To me, that's not right. I really don't want to cook my ear cartilage. I just don't like the feeling. You know, I talk to my mom a lot on my phone. After about 10 minutes, I'm done. And not because she's my mom. It's because a cell phone. My husband would claim 2 minutes of a phone call with me. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. Also, many of you are very, very concerned about this, and I don't blame you, this meningitis outbreak. The death toll has risen today to 21. This has been probably one of the biggest clusters in medical history in terms of contamination of a compounding drug used for back injections and epidural injections. Now, this same type of steroid, the methylprednisolone, has been used in knee injections, shoulder injections, hip injections, but those types of injections have not been linked to meningitis or death by any means because these injections went into a joint that was, you know, encapsulated and, you know, more localized. You have an injection that goes into your back that is contaminated with this fungus. It could then go up your cerebral spinal fluid, up into the brain, cause meningitis, which is an infection of the brain lining. 21 people have died. 271 have been sickened. Most people in the state of Tennessee. Now, although Aspergillus fumigatus fungus was first linked, it looks like it's the Exorcohylum rostratum that appears to be the biggest culprit. Now, this type of fungus is usually in soil and dirt. So we believe that some doofus walked in with the stuff in the lab, got it on his shoe, wasn't wearing proper shoe coverings. I don't know, maybe scratched himself, touched the sink. I don't know what happened, or herself. And somehow got it into the sterile prep of mixing these compounding formulas. Now, keep in mind, even though this is probably the worst outbreak that we've ever seen caused by the New England Compounding Center, these medications are used widespread. I mean, millions of times a day. So I wouldn't panic if you've had epidural injections. I know for a fact we've had no cases in Las Vegas, from what I understand. I know many of you that listen throughout the country, like those of you in Maine. I don't believe of any cases in Maine, Kentucky. No, you know, usually these cases have been in Florida, Michigan, Maryland, Indiana, Minnesota. I mean, it's hard to, I don't want to go through all of them, but Tennessee was hit the worst with 66 cases. From what we understand, the CBC has notified over 14,000 people because we believe 14,000 people have received injections. CDC had told us this week they notified everybody they had to. So if you didn't get a letter, you're probably good. And if you don't have any symptoms of headache, fever, neck pain, vomiting, confusion, you're probably in the clear. What doctors need to do is look at anything they're about to inject into you before they shake it up. These steroids we have to shake up before we inject into you. They say on some of these vials you could actually see the mold. So, of course, even though everything should be sterile, just take a look before you shake. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to shake it up some more in the next segment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we go to the phone lines, just want to remind you, the Dr. Dolly Show plays every day from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Now, if you don't have it on your local news talk station, you could always go online to my website, click on demand. We are live. Call in with your medical questions. I know many of you don't get all your questions answered on my weekend show and you guys are at work. But if your boss allows you to listen to some pretty damn good talk radio, tune in 9 to noon every day, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. Don't forget also for those of you in the Las Vegas area, free family event, the Monster Mash Car Bash to benefit autistic children. Great car show, treats, food, prizes, entertainment, a very fun event between 10 and 3 today. I know it's already started because we're 49 minutes past the hour, but it's a great event. I'm going to be there. Please come down. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hi, doctor. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Okay, I tend to be long-winded, so so I'm going to try to get to the gist of this thing.
Me
As
too.
As an adolescent, I had severe cystic acne on my face and my neck, behind my ears.
Mm-hmm.
That eventually went away, leaving some scars, but I've learned to live with it. In my early 30s, I had a severe outbreak on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I was prescribed a topical medicine, I think it was called Cleosin T,
mm-hmm.
and that cleared it up. Like it was miraculous. Now, at 63, it's like the acne is moving south. Now I'm getting pustules and eruptions on my butt cheeks.
Okay.
I've had two different doctors look at it. I was prescribed two types of antibiotics that really didn't do a thing. I tried topical over-the-counters and helps a little bit, but... What's up? I'm 63. Why is this acne going from my head to my butt?
No, a lot of people do. Nobody really talks about it. I mean, most of your friends, I'm going to tell you right now, especially with guys, all right, they're not going to admit. I know you probably think you're alone being the only one with pimples on your butt, but I bet you're, you know, I mean, ask your buddies next time you guys watch football. All right, they're not going to admit it, but they do. Acne could happen anywhere you get bacteria or sweat or lack of aeration or steroid issues. Now, a lot of us, if we have excess testosterone, will have acne, so it wouldn't hurt to have your doctor check your testosterone level or your cortisol level. But if you don't get a lot of air, a lot of times you will get these little bacteria and pockets in the skin, and you'll get acne in the tush. Now, it would help for a doctor to find out what bacteria is growing. Very rarely, MRSA, the nasty staph, could infect you in those areas. You'll have people say, Dahlia, I just start getting boils everywhere. I don't get why I'm getting pimples. And they're not really pimples. It could be staph. And staph usually likes to affect areas that aren't usual for acne, such as face, etc. Now, treatments for acne could range anywhere from the topical antibiotics, which is what the Cleosin was, which you had used, to a drying agent like benzoyl peroxide to dry it out, to surgical issues where, you know, at home people pop their pimples, but in the doctor's office, they actually use comedone extractors to kind of get that cystic part out so it can't refill. Doctors, we prefer to do it because, A, we make money, but B, you know, it would cause less scarring. But also, and I know you guys are going to laugh, and, you know, thank you, by the way, for your question and for calling in. I know some of you are going to laugh, but I think one of the best things for acne, whether it's on your face, whether it's on your body, is dermabrasion. Now, dermabrasion we have found to really decrease acne even more than the salicylic acid and the glycolic acids and these topicals, because it sheds the layers of the skin that can hold these pockets of bacteria. And we have found that dermabrasion treatments, I know some of you are like, what, you're going to be telling Bill to go and get dermabrasion on his butt? Listen, it's not very fun to sit on pimples on the tushy. And, you know, if he lives in Nevada, you know, who knows, maybe he works at a place where everybody sees is tushy. You really need to, you know, address this, because once you get one pimple, the bacteria spreads and you could get more pimples. So we don't like to ignore that stuff. But I got to be honest, for those of you with facial acne, body acne, I got to admit, dermabrasion is pretty darn effective. But for most of us that can't afford to keep going in for those treatments, you know, we use the antibiotic gels, we use the astringents, we use drying agents, we keep things clean. And sometimes we'll even do like blue light therapy or UV therapy. You know how many people who bake in the sun, they do it for their acne? I wouldn't recommend baking in the sun because of melanoma risk and skin cancer risk, but sun exposure decreases acne. Swimming. You know, we've been pretty fortunate. My son, all his friends have acne, and he doesn't because he's always in the pool, you know, with his swim team. So don't, you know, skinny dip, but sometimes the bleach or the chlorine in the pool is also a drying agent and kills bacteria. So there's a lot of different things that could predispose you to acne and prevent acne. And finally, you know, my favorite, Colgate toothpaste. Put Colgate toothpaste on these cystic pimples. It's got to be the white. I know Colgate's come out now with like an Aquafresh looking type of tube. I don't like that too much. I think the white Colgate toothpaste, the chalky Colgate toothpaste, it works. The boys used to use that in Boy Scouts all the time. Okay? Pretty good stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Let's quickly run through some of the news. Study came out looking at men who had been taking multivitamins for 10 years, and they found their cancer risk to drop by 8%. Now, they didn't explain which particular cancer, but they did find that cancer risk did go down. Another study found vitamins and using daily vitamins to lower the risk up to 20%. Why? You know, is it the vitamin A? Is it the vitamin C? Is it the little bit of vitamin D? We don't know. But they just found, incidentally, that men taking their daily multivitamins may be at lower risk for cancer. I think that stuff is cool. I'm a huge fan of multivitamins. I'm not a huge fan of you guys overdosing on vitamins, but I still think it's pretty cool to, you know, find some sort of correlation between less cancer and vitamins. This, though, is to me the coolest story of the week. Mineral water and prevention of Alzheimer's. A study, I believe it was in Great Britain. I don't have it in front of me. This was something I talked about this week, where they looked at drinking 2 bottles of water, a liter. Each of your little bottles, don't get the little bottles, but your regular bottled water has about 500 cc's. That's about a half a liter. They say a whole liter a day of this bottled water that has some minerals put inside it for taste has been found to slow down and drop your aluminum accumulation in your body. And you know how aluminum is supposed to be related to Alzheimer's and the plaquing buildup. Now, this is just one study, but drinking just 2 bottles a day of this mineral water or your bottled water is supposedly linked to lower Alzheimer's. Again, I wouldn't say, you know, this is the end all to Alzheimer's as we know it, but I still think it's a pretty cool study. Boys looks like are hitting puberty earlier. Lead author, Marsha Herman Giddens from the University of North Carolina School of Public Health say that boys are starting to develop sexually 6 months to 2 years earlier than the medical textbooks say is standard. We're already starting to see boys at age 6 or 7 start to have some changes hitting stage 2. Stage 1 is pre-puberty. Stage 2 is when puberty starts its onset at the 9-year-old mark. Hispanic boys, 10-year-old mark. Now, we know girls have been hitting puberty earlier because they're starting to get a little chubbier, and the more fat, the more sex hormones, but boys as well. And usually boys run skinnier at that age than girls. Obesity is on the rise with boys because rather than them riding their big wheel like you and I used to, they're playing video games. I also blame our milk. I always blame our milk and the hormones in the milk. I think we have a feminization of boys happening now. I've never seen boys cry so much, you know, in my lifetime than they do in this generation. And I think it's okay for a boy to cry. I urge my boys to cry if they want to. Lord knows my husband's been crying ever since he married me. But I do think we get exposed to a lot more female hormones. So it'll be very interesting. It's just if your boy hits puberty earlier, you better watch it because he may be on the hunt. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget to go to Monster Mash Car Bash today at the LVH, formerly Hilton. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be safe and God bless.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey-oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com.
New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.